Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry is criticizing the Bush administration for not doing more to combat rising gas prices. The Energy Department says prices hit a record high this week of more than $1.75 a gallon. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
John Kerry announced his plan designed to cut gas prices in San Diego. This city has some of the nation's most expensive gas, $2.15 a gallon.
If the gas prices keep rising at the rate they're going now, Dick Cheney and George Bush are going to have to carpool to work. Those aren't Exxon prices. Those are Halliburton prices.
Kerry criticized the Bush administration for not doing enough to press OPEC to produce more crude oil. George W. Bush said much the same thing about the Clinton administration when gas prices rose during the last presidential campaign 4 years ago. A White House spokesman said yesterday that Americans wouldn't be paying such high prices for gasoline if Congress had passed the president's energy package. Scott McClellan says the Bush administration is doing everything it can to address the problem. Today, the Bush campaign begins airing a new television ad that criticizes Kerry for what it calls his past support of higher gas taxes.
Some people have wacky ideas like taxing gasoline more so people drive less. That's John Kerry. He's supported a 50-cent a gallon gas tax.
President Bush reinforced that point yesterday while campaigning in Wisconsin.
There's some in the other party in Washington who would like to raise gas taxes. I think it'd be wrong. I think it'd be damaging to the economy, not positive to the economy.
Kerry insists he never voted for a 50-cent hike in the gas tax, although he was quoted as supporting one. The Kerry campaign also notes that the president's top economic advisor, Greg Mankiw, endorsed a 50-cent gas tax increase in a Fortune magazine article 5 years ago, though Mankiw called for offsetting that tax with a 10% cut in the income tax. Yesterday, Kerry said the U.S. should temporarily stop filling the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to make more crude oil available for gasoline. Economist Severin Borenstein of the UC Energy Institute doubts that would make much of a difference in the world price of crude oil. But Borenstein likes another part of the Kerry plan, standardizing gas formulations nationwide to prevent regional shortages and boost competition among refiners.
This one is something that we eventually have to get to in the United States, because we have way too many blends and the whole system is much too complex right now.
Neither Kerry's proposals nor the president's energy plan is likely to provide any immediate relief from high gas prices. Kerry told students at the University of California's San Diego campus yesterday the long-run solution is innovation and alternatives to reliance on Middle Eastern oil.
We can put America to work if we commit ourselves again to science and technology and discovery, and produce the jobs of the future that are there for all of you when you come out of college.
University students coming out of college this summer, though, could see gas prices that are even higher than today's. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.